I'm Shani Thompson, and with a decade of business under my belt, helping thousands of people around the world revolutionize the way they create endless opportunity and joy in their lives, this is my Behind the Veil podcast, showing you how to apply the principles of spirituality, universal law, astrology, energy, and mindset to create your own version of success. This is the Worthy Podcast. All right, my loves, welcome back to Worthy. Before we jump into this episode, I need to tell you, this conversation completely exceeded my expectations and I'm so excited for you to listen to it. If you have been doing all the right things in your business, but you're still feeling exhausted, burnt out, or like something is just not clicking or moving you forward, then this episode is going to change everything for you. Because what if I told you that you don't have to choose between making money and feeling incredibly aligned in your business, and that sustainability isn't something that you prioritize, quote unquote, later when you're hitting all the income goals and doing the thing, but it's actually the foundation that gets you there in the first place. Today, I'm sitting down with Jazz Jervis. She is a lawyer turned business strategist, the creator of the Richest Without Sacrifice movement. And she's been my business coach and honestly my secret weapon since 2022. And I'm so excited to share this conversation with you, because in this episode today, she isn't just teaching theory, she has lived it. She has rebuilt from burnout, and now she helps others create businesses that actually work with their unique design instead of against it. She has helped me understand my human design in a way that's actually practical and profitable, and not like in a woo-woo way. But she's really helped me implement some real strategies that have led me to creating the most beautiful offerings that I'm so proud of, and transformations for my clients. She's helped me create really cool structures and systems within my business that work for me and my lifestyle and my season of life that I'm in right now. And of course, some of the most successful launches ever. And in this episode, we are diving deep into the two types of stuck business owners and why you are probably one of them, why following someone else's business model and growth strategy is actually keeping you broke and burnt out, how I had an incredible launch earlier this year after having a chat with Jazz and nearly going against my human design and strategy as to what would be successful for me, and why self-trust is the missing piece in your business foundation. And also we talk about the very practical side of human design for business strategy. So you're going to love that part. But this conversation is raw and it's real. And Jazz brings so much wisdom about building a business that actually supports your life instead of draining it. And here's the thing. While you're listening to this episode right now, I want you to go down to the show notes and take action, because Jazz has created an incredible free resource called the Human Design Energy Guide. This is a personalized guide based on your energy type that shows you exactly what business models will work for you and which ones will burn you out. And you'll get a one-page snapshot. Plus, this is like the most valuable thing on the internet I'm seeing right now. A 20-page complete guide to having consistent conversions based on your human design. The link is in the show notes. Go and grab it right now, and it's completely free. It's genuinely incredible, and I know you guys all love to dive deeper into all of this stuff. So Jazz is actually also hosting a free immersion event called Future Proof Your Business, and it's happening on October 7th. And this is where you'll actually build your personal business ecosystem using the unique human design that you have. You'll understand how you're wired to work, connect, and make money. And you'll leave with a complete foundation that you can use forever moving forward inside your business. The link to register for free for the immersion event is also in the show notes. It is going to be live, and she mentioned that if you attend live, you'll be getting an exclusive bonus mini course that you cannot get anywhere else. So go ahead, check that out. Trust me on this. this work is not something that you do later when your business is more established and you're earning all the money. This is the foundational work that makes all of that possible. So, my loves, I'm so excited. Let's just dive straight into this incredible conversation with Jazz, and I can't wait to hear what you take away from it. All right, Jazz, before we dive in, I need to ask, how have you been experiencing your worthiness recently?
Ooh, juicy question. I think that the biggest way that I have been experiencing worthiness recently is prioritizing alone time. That's, and I'm sure that we'll talk about this more because it is very much written in my chart to have alone time, but easier said than done, right? Like kids, family, homework, like business, all the things that we need to be doing. Sometimes it sounds so simple in practice to prioritize alone time. It's a whole other thing to actually do it. And I feel like just making sure that that is built into my schedule and built into my life is a big way that I say yes to myself, you know, and I tell myself like I'm worthy of this time because I'm just a better person when I have it.
Fully. I actually loved when we were organizing the time for this. You were like, I can do any time. I just have a facial at 4. I'm like, yes, Jazz, like so good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm so excited to interview you. And did you know that you're actually my first guest on the podcast? I'm so honored to have you as guest number one.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know that. Now I feel extra special and also like pressure is on.
No pressure.
Amazing.
No, well, I think it's so, like, I really am excited to have some guests on the show, and you have taught me so much about my human design. Obviously, being a fourth line, I'm a natural networker, collaborator, and I love having great conversations with people and then exposing those conversations to my network. So it just is very energetically aligned for you to be number one because you have taught me so much about my human design in that way. Let's start off with question number one. I want my community to know a little bit more about your movement, which is richness without sacrifice. It sounds so good, but I think a lot of people hear it and think it's just way too good to be true. So what does it actually mean to you? And maybe you can even share like a little bit about your story and how you came to pioneer this incredible movement.
Yeah, good question. I grew my business really quickly. I've been in the industry for almost a decade, which sounds so crazy to say out loud. And I kind of have that classic burnout story. I built my business really quickly. I hit seven figures in my third year of business, and I had less than 1,000 people on my email list. So I did it in a way that was like impressive, you know, like I was impressed by my, you know, like I was impressed at the work that I was doing. I was impressed at how quickly I had scaled and how quickly I was able to build relationships and create a business that was really grounded in great client results and retention and all of these amazing things that were happening. But shortly after that, experienced burnout, was diagnosed with an autoimmune condition, experienced miscarriage, you know, was told like it's going to be basically impossible for you to like carry any more children until you like completely change your lifestyle. You've got too much progesterone, like just like all the things started happening and it just completely started unraveling. And I realized you're really good at making money, Jazz, but you're not very good at making that sustainably. Like anyone can, like, honestly, I think anyone can make money. Like if you are just workhorsing it and doing all the things, like you will probably get there eventually, right? Whether it's fast or slow, like you'll figure it out. You know, if you can outwork someone else, that's still a business strategy, right? That can work. But I realized you're good at that. Like you're good at making the money, but you're not really good at doing this intentionally and doing it in a way that's supportive. And so at the time, that was when I kind of started exploring just a whole range of modalities, classic manifesting generator. I started exploring human design, astrology, somatic experiencing, the nervous system, breathwork, EFT, like literally everything. And through that experience, the like by design methodology was born because I realized, like you can actually have money and alignment, but it does really require a really personalized approach. Like it's not as simple as just tick a few of these boxes. Like it really does take a lot of contemplation around what is important for my personal ecosystem. Like what do I need in order to feel supported, which is going to be entirely different to the person next to you. It includes, you know, a contemplation of like the current season of life that you're in, you know, like there's business models that are going to be supportive for you when you're in a season of growth. And there's going to be business models that are supportive for you when you are not in seasons of growth, when you are parenting young children. Like there are so many different aspects that influence our capacity on a day-to-day basis, whether we have a supportive partner or not, whether we have family around. Like there are so many things that go into a business model choice. And what I realized is that we are starting with the business model and offer that we think we should do based on someone selling their lifestyle to you, rather than starting with what do I need, what makes sense for my strengths, what makes sense for my current season of life. And we wonder why we're really burnt out and fucking hating our lives and businesses is because we're trying to fit ourselves into something else, into some other model. And it's what's made me like really quite passionate about even just marketing as a whole and the way that we do that ethically and in integrity, because it's also even influenced, I think, what I share and don't share online as well. I mean, I am a fifth line in human design, so I do like to remove myself from the projection field as often as I can. But I'm also very mindful about the content that I create. You know, I don't want someone to invest in my work because they like my lifestyle. Yeah. I want someone to invest in my work because it's actually fucking valuable for them, you know, and that's the next step for them in their journey. And I think it's shifting in a good way. I think that we are moving out of that a little bit, but it's still hugely problematic, you know? And I think that I see this all the time. And I think that we're also in, you know, it's kind of like a tangent, but I feel like we're in this like epidemic of self-trust. Like people do not trust themselves, and they are so much more likely to invest in something that says, here's the exact steps to get to 50K months, than they are to invest in a program that teaches them about building self-trust themselves, about understanding their human design and astrology, because then they have to do the work and they have to meet themselves. And that feels scary. And it's easier to just copy paste this. I don't have to think. They can tell me what to do. And it's because we don't trust ourselves, and it's because we're overwhelmed, and it's because we don't have much capacity. And I really want to shift that. Like richness without sacrifice feels like we are shifting things in such a big way. It's not just about a sustainable business model. It's not just understanding your human design. It's like how we approach life, you know, and being able to, I think, really trust ourselves and build that foundation of self-trust to be able to make the decisions that are right for us, even if it's completely different to everyone else.
Yeah. And when you say sustainable success and sustainability in business, what do you think most people are getting wrong about sustainability in business? Like, what are you seeing people do that is just, yeah, not allowing them to create that?
I think the biggest thing is that we think that sustainability is not a priority. It's like, when I get to this point in my biz, like when I get to 5K months, I will look at how I can regulate my nervous system. You know, when I get to this level, then I'll prioritize doing it in a way that makes sense for me and my life. And we don't see the fact that the reason, like that thinking that when I get here, then I will prioritize my well-being and my nervous system and a strength-led strategy is the reason why we're never getting to that point. And I think the biggest issue and the biggest problem and block to sustainability is that we're starting with other people before we start with ourselves. It's like, well, oh, this person has a really great lifestyle, or they've been able to create that. Like, you know, I'm going to go and buy that thing, you know? And I'm not saying that whatever they sell is bad or wrong or not transformative. It is, except when we don't actually apply any of our own discernment as part of that decision-making, it becomes an offer that maybe works for a little bit. And I see it all the time. I often find that I call myself the cleanup crew in my work, and I'm a fifth line. So I'm like, I love it. Like I'm very happy to solve, you know, those problems and to support people with those solutions. But I'm the cleanup crew. People come to me once they've purchased the program about low ticket offers, and they've realized, oh, actually, like, maybe they're a line one in human design, or, you know, like you, like having that, the 4-1 profile. And then they realize, that I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to have a product suite of low ticket. Like, I need to give people the full picture. Or they buy something about like building a mastermind and they realize I'm spending all this time building someone else's business instead of my own. Like, that's what I found as a Capricorn. Like, when I learned all about that, I was like, oh my God, like, I'm building everyone else's business except my own. That's not supportive for me, you know? And so I often work with people once they've done all those things, yeah, right? They've tried this, they've tried that, they've tried this other thing over here. And when we actually look at it through the lens of their life and their vision for how they want to live their life and their human design and their astrology, like, there's so many things that they already knew the whole time. Like, it's never usually an experience of, oh, I didn't know that about myself. Like, it's usually 9 times out of 10, their reflection to me is like, I always knew this. Like, ah, oh, I always, like, no wonder I felt that way. You know, like, their intuition was always there. It was just, they were trusting other people before they were trusting themselves. And that is the thing that is holding us back from something sustainable.
I agree. I think that's why, like, a lot of business owners find it so hard to pivot their business model, because they've put their trust in, well, it's worked this way for someone else. And so it makes sense to copy paste. Like, why wouldn't it make sense to do that? And I mean, I know, like, I came to you, I started working with you in 2022. Can you believe that? I remember coming to you and I was like, help me build a business that I actually love, because I've just created a monster here. Like, I on paper, it was amazing. In reality, I hated it. Like, you know, and I really resonate with what you said there, where people just like have that big exhale of like, I knew that was not right for me, but yeah, you kind of don't know what you don't know. And I think, yes, cleanup crew is the perfect word for you, because you do come in and you do ask those really great questions like, well, what if it could look like this? Or like, energetically, you know, your profile says this about you, so what if it could look like that? And it's just the permission slip people need. And I think that's hard. That's hard for people to do. It really is.
It is hard. And I think I think richness without sacrifice, originally when I kind of birthed that movement a couple of years ago, it was really connected to being able to have money and alignment, you know, and not feeling like you need to choose between the two. And I feel like now it's morphing into something that is more connected to self-trust, because I think ultimately, I think that's the epidemic that we're really in, is we find it really hard to trust ourselves. And I think, you know, Neptune in Pisces has not been super helpful for that, because I feel like, you know, we've had, you know, like, we've seen the rise of like the digital nomad and social media, and we're just so, we can see everything. Like, we can, there's no boundaries, right? Pisces can be the disempowered, you know, frequency of that is like boundaryless, you know? And I think that's amazing, because we've been able to see what's possible for us. But at the same time, there are so many options. There are so many reasons for us to look outside of ourselves every single day, you know? And I think that that's really the opportunity cost of not building your own self-trust and not building that foundation, not understanding your unique wiring, is you go onto social media and you leave with like 350 different things that you could be doing, and there's no filter to run that through. None. Yeah. Like, there is no, well, this wouldn't work for this reason, or I like how she's doing that and here's how I would apply it for me. There's none of that happening. And so people are being so influenced and then going and taking that action without any discernment around, is this likely to work for me or not? And it's not that like those kinds of business models are never going to work for you. It's just making an informed decision around, okay, I know I'm here for intimacy, or I know I'm here for one to many, or I know that I need some alone time. And so it makes sense for me to go and invest in understanding Facebook ads, you know, so that I can accelerate my lead gen, and it's not all dependent on my own visibility. It's being able to make more strategic decisions because you understand yourself more deeply. And that's been a really huge, very tangible result that I've experienced in my life and business. It's not just sustainability. It's not just enjoyment of my business, time off, work hours, but it's also, I know the kinds of mentors that make sense for me. So the investments that I'm making are producing like a much bigger return, because I'm like, I know that I need that kind of support. You know, I'm able to invest in, you know, whether it's an ad strategy or team or whatever it is, I'm able to make a really clear, like, profitable decision, because I know what I need and what my business needs. Whereas, you know, my costs were huge, you know, before understanding myself, because I was trying to do everything. I was a little bit of this and I was a little bit of that, and I've got a foot in this strategy and something else going on over here. And my costs were high, like everything was high, you know, because I just didn't really know where to put my time and energy and money.
Yes. Well, and for people who are brand new to human design, like, why human design? That I think, let's talk about like what it is that modality shares to help people make business decisions and help them make decisions on what their unique business model should look like and why. Why human design?
So I think the reason why I love working with human design, especially its relationship with like the work that you do around astrology as well, and the work that I do, is that human design feels very practical. It feels almost like, to me, human design is a little bit more structured than astrology. It's very much connected to the day to day. And so the way that I really love to use it is really in like the lived experience in your business, you know. And I tend to basically suggest to people that if you looked at nothing else in your human design chart and you looked at your energy type, your profile and the centers, so all of the little shapes that are inside a body graph, you would really drastically change your life and business just by understanding that. Like, there is so much amazing stuff in human design, you know, variable channels, gates, you know, circuitry, like there's so many amazing things. And when I'm working with a client, I bring all of that and I'll look at, you know, their full chart. But even if you just did that, you would have a much clearer understanding about how to run your business, you know. And often when a client comes to work with me, it's really immediately obvious too. Like, a manifestor might come to work with me who is feeling really burnt out in their business and they're running like a mastermind model or a high ticket model, and a manifestor in human design is not here to have their creative process interrupted all the time. They're not here to respond like the generators and manifesting generators. And so that small understanding of, well, no wonder you're not enjoying your business, because people are basically just pissing you off every 5 minutes. Like, you're here to work uninterrupted. Like, what if we created some boundaries around hours? You know, do you have any, like, what about Mondays and Fridays off? Or like, how can we structure this in a way where you're able to nourish like your birth rest cycle, you know? And that's one thing, that's one aspect that we've looked at that can really drastically shift someone's experience in life and business. And so for me, I really treat like human design feels very day-to-day practical. Not that astrology isn't, but it just feels so grounded, so practical, so much that is, you know, relating to our everyday lived experience, our business model, the type of content we create, the voice that our content takes on when we share, how we share, what our content process is, you know, sales ecosystems, whether we are more visible or not as visible, like all of it can really, we can look at through the lens of human design. And I think that it's just really, that was the thing that when I discovered astrology, I felt was missing. Like, there was a part of me that was like, okay, but like, what about how is my, like, what about my day-to-day? Like, what about how my energy moves and my energy works? And I feel like human design really just filled that gap for me, which is why I love working with them together.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like, you know, I've always said to everyone, like, I'm not your strategy girl, I'm your energetics girl, because I do only work with astrology. But I feel like human design walks into the chat and is like, but I'm the strategy, like, I can help with the strategy. And that's why I've loved working with you, because you have helped me put so many like structures in place and build my foundations, which I feel like astrology cannot do like human design. So it's been so good. And I would love to implement human design into my work, but I'm such a first line in that. I'm like, I don't know enough about it to do that yet. So I'm just going to stick with what I know and then tell everyone about Jazz, because you do it really well. Actually, and another thing I wanted to say too is, I think the most powerful thing that I learned from you with my personal chart was, because I'm an emotional manager, you know, I really need to ride the wave of the emotions of something happening to me. And I used to feel so guilty when someone would ask me like, how do you feel about that? Or what do you want to do about that? And I would say, oh, I need to sleep on it. Or can I get back to you? I felt like I always like had to rush the answer. And then I would find myself making the wrong decision because I felt like, oh my gosh, I need to get back to this person straight away. And I think the biggest gift you have given me is like really understanding, well, actually, I'm an emotional manifesting generator, which means I actually do need to sleep on it. I need to think about it. I need to feel all the different versions, the pros and the cons. And my like biggest superpower now is saying to someone like, let me get back to you about that. And yeah, that, I just wanted to say like, you've helped me do that. And it's so refreshing for my nervous system.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, like that's probably one of the biggest things as well that I feel that when clients come to work with me, I can kind of, they can explain their business and I haven't even seen their chart. And I can say like, are you an emotional authority? Because you can tell they've made a lot of their decisions in the emotional high, you know? And if you think about it, right? Like how much business advice is like, don't make emotional decisions. A quick decision is a good decision. Like there's so much conditioning around doing things quickly, doing things fast, make the call, don't use your emotions. And that's just not the case for a lot of people. And I find that, yeah, that the emotional authority is the solar plexus and then the G center and heart center in human design, the two centers that like just completely create such a chaotic experience. And there's so much business advice that is just so like damaging for those centers, like the G center. If you're open there and undefined, you know, that's direction and identity and love. And I think that most people on the internet are either a defined G or think they're like trying to force themselves to be a defined G, you know, and the undefined G is like, I'm not here to have one direction. You know, they're not here to have a niche, you know, and think of all the business advice. It's like niche down. And if you think that you've like niche enough, niche again, you know, and I mean, the heart center, the ego center is huge. It's that needing to prove. And most people are in the unhealthy expression of that, you know? And so it is like you said, it's so practical, you know, like there is like, I can look at someone's chart and give them one thing to do based on like the relationship between their centers, and immediately it can create just like such a different experience in their life and business by just knowing how their energy moves, like sleeping on decisions or like, you know, even like the throat center as well. Like if you're undefined there, you're not going to have the same tone of voice.
No.
Right. But think of all the branding like advice and like you're here to like your tone of voice document and this thing over here. It's like an undefined throat is like a chameleon. They can be like funny and serious and witty and spicy. And like that's them, you know? And I think of all like how much restriction that creates to not understand that about yourself. It's big.
It's even changed like the way that I sell so much, like even understanding about how I make buying decisions now, in terms of like my emotional authority, because I know that it takes me time to make decisions. I feel like my whole sales process has changed because when I was in network marketing, you know, we were taught the very masculine way of like handling objections and, you know, making the sale and crossing them over the line as soon as possible. Like that was such a masculine led way. And now I feel like knowing how I buy, I'm just so like, you know, if it's the right time for you to join me in whatever it is that I'm offering, like beautiful. If it's not, like, I believe in perfect timing. I believe that you need time to sleep on it. I believe that, you know, that it's going to be there for you available next time it's launching. And I feel like even just having conversations with women in my inbox when they're like, oh, I really want to join you, but it's just not the right time. And they're so shocked when I'm like, that's okay, babe. Like, it's okay. It's going to launch again. It'll be there for you when it's ready. I believe the stars will align. Like there is no rush. You're not missing out. And I think it's a really big exhale for people to just be like, oh, wow, you didn't try and sell me into that. That's really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, totally. And I always find it fascinating when I see people who are in human design that have really short sales periods. I'm like, this makes no, what about all the emotional authorities? Because yeah, I'm the same in, but also like what you said there around it, it's changed my sales process. I think it also, one of the things that I know we had a conversation around, you know, being someone who is quite like, you've got a lot of depth, right, with the work that you do. And I think our courses and our experiences look different because of that, right? Like, because we have so much depth that we want to give people. And I think that even like the sales process of how you are selling something, how you are crafting something, the things that you prioritize, like people are always shocked that, I have, like, I do all my sales conversations. Like, there's very few people that have entered my business that I haven't had a sales conversation with, even for something that isn't super high ticket, you know? And it's because that's where I invest my energy. Like, I'm very Cancerian. Like, I'm part of the projection field. And so I actually like to open up the dialogue as soon as I can, because it helps someone get an accurate feel for who I am, because I am a fifth line. And so that's important to me. But like, I'm a Cancerian. Like, I want to connect with people. I want to know how people are going. And so I make sure that that's part of the sales process, you know? And so, yeah, I think there's so many things that this impacts.
Yeah, 100%. It is absolutely changed the way that I behave in business. Okay, so I have another question for you. I want to dive into something that I saw you speak about on your stories recently. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool to kind of explore. And you spoke about how there's two types of business owners and they're kind of stuck in like two very completely different ways. So there's type one that's like the very strategic business owner, but they're absolutely miserable. And then there's type two that's like incredibly aligned with what they do, but so inconsistent. Yeah. Can you break down these types? And yeah, I kind of want to talk into like, well, what then? What's next?
Yeah. And I think that really stems from, we are either, and I think this is a lot of people's marketing, right? Is that if you are more in the strategy, you're like hardcore into the strategy. And then there is a lot of people who will equally, who are more in the energetic and embodiment space, will tell you that strategy doesn't matter, right? I've seen it everywhere. Like, strategy is just 5% of your business. No, it's not. Like, it's a lot more than 5% in your business, right? And it is, people are often in these two camps. And I live in the middle. Like, I have always lived in the nuance for a lot of things. And I think that this is an area where I believe that you cannot solve one without the other. They are one in the same. They are enmeshed. They are not separate. And I think this is, when we keep them separate, that's when we are either making the money but feeling burnt out, or we are not making the money but we're feeling aligned. And I think that was my experience after burnout. I don't think people talk about this a lot, that when you experience burnout, taking big action after experiencing burnout is actually a really hard thing to do. And I don't think there's much support or conversation around that. I really struggled with that. I really questioned my ambition. I struggled a lot with experiencing burnout, but then finding alignment, but then not knowing how to bring both together, not knowing how to, I was afraid to take big action because what if I experience that again? You know? And I think that's the person that's like missing in the conversation, is like the person who is incredibly ambitious, who doesn't want to sacrifice money for the sake of alignment. Like, we talk a lot about, you know, the other way around, but we're not talking about, but what happens when you still want to make a shit ton of money, you know, and you still want to really build wealth and you want to take the big action, you're passionate about what you're doing. Like, what about that? You know? And I think that the separation of the two is what creates the either or, like not being able to have money and alignment at the same time. And so, for example, like if I am, you know, working with a client and it becomes clear to me that they don't have a sales like ecosystem, which tends to be the biggest thing that I work on with clients, is sales is not just a caption. It's not just a launch. It's the whole ecosystem of your business. And, you know, spoken like a 12th house moon, I don't want to be visible all the time and I'm a fifth line. And so like, for me, it was like, how can I make sure that I am nurturing and converting without always needing to be there? Because I find it really, it's not enjoyable for me to be available all the time. And so it's a big part of my work. But if we are creating a sales system, that is going to look entirely different for each single person. So even though I teach the same sort of sales ecosystem, for a projector, that might have more of an application process in there so that they can really, you know, like they can really judge like, is it a yes that is, you know, from a place of like recognition, like they're being really seen and recognized by that person, or not. You know, if it's someone who is like a strong Cancerian like me, part of their sales ecosystem might be, okay, every week choose five people to reach out to in your nurture funnel that you can like just build relationships with. Like everyone's sales system is going to look different based on their business model, their vision, their strengths. And so it is the strategy, but I don't actually know how to like give you the strategy without giving you the rest of it. Like I just would never give advice to someone without seeing that, because it should look really different. And it's the same thing with like messaging. Like messaging is messaging. This is like the lost art of online business is, oh my God, like just like the little effort people put into writing good copy and like making sure that you've got the right words to use for your ideal client. Like I will die on this hill. Anyway, I love messaging. But the thing is, like, you know, someone like us who might be a sacral line one, line four, a lot of depth, our messaging is probably going to be something around like our authority, the fact that we've built, you know, something like very Capricorn as well, you know, built something over time. We've got this much experience. Here's what I've learned. You know, a projector is going to be positioning their expertise more than their hours, right? Like they're a non-sacral. They don't want to be exchanging time for money. They want to be exchanging expertise for money, right? Like a manifestor might have something that's more activating, you know, or strong Aries, you know, like, so it's the same process. It's messaging is messaging, but everyone's messaging is going to take on an entirely different flavor. And so I think it's this whole, we're solving this or we're solving this, that is the problem. Like it's one in the same. And I also think there's, you know, like not to like pump my own tires, but like there's not a lot of people who know both, you know? And I think the difference between my work is that I didn't find the systems first, right? Like I've been a strategist for a long time. And prior to being a strategist, I was a lawyer. You know, I've got a degree in like finance and economics, plus my law degree. Like I am a very like logical, practical person. I've always approached business in that way. But then I found these systems. And so it is from this foundation of business foundations, business strategy that we then bring in like other ways to like soften that a little bit, you know, and to really like help you do that in an embodied way. And most people who work with these systems and business strategy usually started with the systems, right? Or I'm the other way around. And so I think it's just a different kind of flavor of conversation. And I love being able to solve both together, because I haven't been able to have both money and alignment without solving both together. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's people that have done it, like, I don't know, but for me, it's always been the same, you know? And you can't live in your design, I don't think, in the way that you want to, in a way that is super aligned without strategy. Because if you're a non-sacral and you're here to rest, but your business does not have a strategy to support you when you rest, of course you're not going to feel confident to rest. If your entire business stops when you remove yourself from the projection field as a fifth line, or you rest as, you know, a projector, but there is nothing there, like, of course you're going to step outside of your design to pay the bills.
Yeah. Yeah. I really align with that, because I resonate with it, because I feel like when I came to you, I was definitely the type two. Like I was incredibly aligned with my purpose and what I wanted to do and how I wanted to help people. But I was missing the like foundational strategies and the foundations of my business to have it work in my favor. And I think like probably even like my most recent launch that you helped me with is a perfect example of like using your design to your advantage. I remember even with like the most recent launch I did for TCC, I was like having some doubts. I remember having that conversation with you, like, oh my God, I don't know. Like I had like one of my girlfriends was incredibly successful with the launch, really like low ticket offer. And I remember coming to you going, shit, should I change my price point? Like, look at what my girlfriend just did. It's so inspiring. And I remember you were like, Shan, line one energy, like, you know, you need depth. Like you do have that depth. Like, how does it feel for you to just like lower your price? Because I was going to have to dilute my content if I was going to do that. I wasn't going to give my whole thing away for the, you know, a lower price point. And I just remember having that conversation with you around like, maybe I should just like teach one part of my work, you know, and then I can cut the price down. And I remember you just like, no way, you're a line one. You can't do that. Surface level content is not your jam. Like if you have depth, so you have to teach the whole thing. So maybe it's not about lowering your price. Maybe it's actually just about like giving the full picture. And I just like that aha moment was like, yes, okay, I understand what you're trying to say. And I think, well, not I think, I know. The latest launch I had was one of the most successful launches I've had in the last 10 years in being able, like being online and having online offerings. So that's just like a perfect example of how that works.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, and again, it's like, there's nothing wrong with people presenting their way of doing something, right? Where it's like there's a really big creator that talks a lot about just take an aspect of your one-on-one and turn it into a course and like put that on evergreen and like there's your like passive revenue. Now, like that worked for her and she's not doing anything wrong by sharing that's like the process and that's what you can do. But also there are a lot of people like you and I that it feels like cutting off an arm to like, you know, yes. Like just it's one aspect of your process. Like it's like, what do you mean? Like it's not for me. The people that need to improve something over time, the people that need to give that depth. And so it's not making that wrong, but it's us being able to see something like that and think, amazing that she's done that. And also this would work for me for these reasons, or it wouldn't work for me for these reasons. So I think it's that discernment of knowing like where to put your energy, where to put your time, how to position your work. Like it's so incredibly profitable and income producing to do this. And I think unfortunately, like we're still in a place where this is seen as like a luxury, you know, this is seen as like, when I get to 10K months, then I'll prioritize this,
yeah.
You know, and it really isn't. Like this is the pathway to you knowing what to focus on and what to not focus on in your business and to know like what to invest in and what not to invest in.
Yeah, well, I think about like all the women that I've personally worked with who like they always say the same thing. I've bought so many courses to try and learn strategies and like they're either half finished or like they got really excited about the purchase and they're like, yes, okay, I'm going to go all in with this. And then they get halfway and they're like, actually, I don't want to do this. Like this doesn't feel good for me, or this is taking up too much time, or it's too overwhelming, or it's just not energetically correct for them to follow that strategy. And I think like that is the biggest waste of money. Like when people are either A, not finishing something that they've purchased, or even just B, like they're not quitting. It's not because they've quit or they're lazy. It's just because they've realized like, oh, I actually don't want to do it this way.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I think that that's such a good point, because it's not like the thing that I always try and balance with my marketing is like, this is not about you trusting me over yourself or over someone else. Like that's not what it's about. It's about you understanding your own personal ecosystem so well that you can trust yourself, that you can prioritize the investments that are actually going to expand your business, you know, like whether it is like learning about Facebook ads or learning about running whatever it is, like those copy paste models are not, they're not inherently bad. It's just when it's done from this place of like, I'll throw spaghetti over here and I'll throw a bit more spaghetti over there and we'll try this. And like, oh, their lifestyle looks great. And it's like, there's no internal compass to like, to run a decision through.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. What do you see like when people try and do this thing where they force themselves into a business model or into a trending like strategy that's just not designed for them?
I think that it's like the analogy that I use, actually my husband came up with it. He was like, it's like a weed. So they're planting a weed and then it shoots up really fast and it looks cool for a second. And then, but what happens with a weed is it like fucks up the rest of your garden, right? Like it's like, you have to pull it out, you know? And I think that's, you know, I think that's what I see happening a lot is it might work for a certain period of time, but then there'll come a point where it doesn't, you know, and you're back to square one. And I think something we don't talk about, and this was a really big thing for me, is I feel like I was in so much fear of like the other shoe dropping, because there wasn't like, it's like, I don't know, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's just this feeling of like incongruence. Mm. Like when you are just like, I'm going to take this and I'm going to put it in, you know, and there isn't, it's not coming from a place of like you understanding your wiring or you understanding, you know, like it's not coming from a place of self-trust. It's coming from a place of like, this will fix all my problems. It's like, there is this, I think, underlying fear that even if you're not conscious to it, you're unconscious to it. Like it's still impacting your energy. And I think that was really big for me, is like, there was always this fear of the other shoe dropping. It's like, because the decisions that I was making was coming from this place of like, oh, this will be the next, this will be the one, like this will be the one, oh, this will be the one. And then like, that doesn't work. Oh, I'll try this. You know, it was not coming from a place of, yeah, of like, of self-trust. It was coming from a place of like, this person will fix all of my problems because they're in the position that I want to be in. Mm. And I think someone being in the position that you want to be in is not the same thing.
I agree.
Like, yeah. It's not the same thing as them teaching you something that you need that is valuable, right? And I think that's the difference, is like, people can be like, we need that extra layer of discernment. Like they can be in the position we want to be in, but also are they going to teach us something that we personally need? Because we can also just admire the position they're in and not feel like we need them to like, yeah, solve everything for us.
Yeah. And just like honor that's their lived experience and like congratulate them and wow, that's awesome for you, but I actually don't need or want that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's been so big for me personally. Let's go through like really quickly there's five energy types, right? So five, yeah. What are some like examples really quickly of like the different types and like what a different strategy would be for each type?
Yeah. So I think that you can separate them as like sacral and non-sacral, like really simply, like we have the generators and the manifesting generators, and what makes them a generator or an MG is their defined sacral center. And the sacral center is life force, creativity. Not that if you don't have a defined sacral that you don't have that, you know, life force energy or that creative energy. It's just that it is more fluid, right? So there is not that consistent access to that creation energy, that life force energy. And so straight away, that is going to shift someone's business model, right? Because if a projector, manifestor, reflector, the non-sacrals are running a generator business model where they've got a lot on their plate, maybe it's a lot of client work, maybe it's, I don't know, maybe you're a coach and so there's a lot of like back and forth, or you do a lot of done for you work and it's just back to back, you're not pricing at the right, like it's going to be really draining, you know? And I think that straight away, that is usually the thing that is most challenging for the non-sacrals, because 70-odd% of the population are a generator or a manifesting generator. So yeah, so like, you know, it's like, if you are looking to social media or other people for advice on what to do, like you're probably already not doing the right thing, right? Because it's like most people are not going to be your type if you're a non-sacral. Yeah. And then within that, like, you know, if we look at like generators versus manifesting generators, the MGs are here for more of a fluid direction. You know, they're multi-passionates. They've usually got multiple things going on. And so like the biggest piece of advice that usually doesn't work for them is the niche, you know? And so what ends up happening, usually the MG clients that I work with have maybe like 8 different offers, because they're following this advice of like, make it specific, you know, make it on one thing. And so there's like an offer on human design, and then an offer on astrology, and then an offer on embodiment, and then one over here, and then there's one on strategy, instead of just realizing I'm just going to have to do away with the niche and operate with like more of a movement instead, you know? And then the generators, like, you know, I think they can get really caught up in trying to have so much on their plate, right? Because that's what they're seeing all the manifesting generators do. And they've got this consistent energy, but their consistent energy is to improve the same thing over time, you know, in mastery. And so that's, you know, the sacrals are completely different, the generator to the manifesting generators. And yeah, let alone with the non-sacrals, you know, like a projector is here to wait for the invitation to guide, you know, and to support someone. But most projectors don't have any sales ecosystem in place. So they're waiting for invitations, but there's no process for that to happen, you know? So I think that it's, everyone is really, yeah, there's going to be a unique strategy for everyone, you know? Like I think a lot of people really hated on the launch model for a bit there. It was like everyone went evergreen. And then I'm like, there's kind of like a few of us that have like swiveled back into like the live launch. And like, I think manifestors are great for the live launch model because there's this real burst rest process to it. It's like you're in a period of visibility and then you're launching and then you're in delivery. So there's a little bit more of like downtime and then you might have a rest and then you might ramp up more visibility. And I think that can work really well for manifestors. So there's all like, you know, and this is just one aspect, you know, like the energy types are just one aspect. There is, you know, other ways that we can look at someone's design and also like their current season of life and what they're doing and got young kids or whatever is sort of like going on. But yeah, I mean, even just in looking at that, you know, and that's why I created the energy guides too, right? Is because I wanted to create some kind of snapshot in a really digestible way where people could see like, oh, like these are like kind of the red light and green light sort of business models for me. Like it is, there's so much nuance, you know, to it. And also like there's a lot that you can tell about what's going to work for you and what's going to feel pretty draining just based on your energy type.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. I always say to people, like, don't try and keep up with me. I'm a manifesting generator. I'm multidimensional, multi-passionate. People probably look at my life and think, how does she do it? Like she's running multiple businesses. They're all in like different niches, different industries. Like what the hell? It's like, just don't try and keep up. Please don't. Yeah. You'll just totally compare yourself. If you are a completely different energy type, it's just like not conducive.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Well, if someone is listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I need to figure out my version of this, where could they start? Obviously, I'm going to have all the links in the show notes, particularly to the guide that you've spoken about and I spoke about in the intro. I know you've got a really cool event coming up and I'm not even going to call it an online event because it is not. It's called an immersion. So tell us more about it.
Yeah. So I think the energy guides are a really great start and they're always, you know, available if you're listening to this and our event has passed. Like the energy guides are such a good snapshot of basically what a business model might look like for your human design energy type. And the cool thing about the guides too is like not only do you get that, and it's really digestible too, it's just one page, and you get one for your type. So it's really personalized, but you also receive four other resources over a couple of weeks via email. And the last resource number five, is like a complete guide to consistent conversions based on your energy type. It's a Google Doc, it's 20 odd pages. So you really do get a lot of opportunities over like with those resources to really start to contemplate, like maybe this is why this hasn't felt supportive. And maybe if I just made that sort of small adjustment. So it's a really good introduction to just how you can build something, you know, by design and like in alignment with you. But if you are listening to this and you would like to come along to our immersion, I'm really excited about it. It's called Future Proof Your Business Foundation. And I called it that because I am also a bit of a futurist. Aquarius rules my second house. And so I really think that in an AI-powered world where we will see a lot of strategies. I mean, we're already seeing things shifting. Like I think even with, you know, we've just moved everything over to Circle, you know, that platform, and we've seen that take off a little bit, and we've seen Substack take off, and we're already seeing like Pluto in Aquarius starting to do its work and starting to change marketing strategies, you know, change platforms, like things are going to shift. And so I honestly think that the whole investing in a business model is like also really not a good, like how likely is that business model going to be a business model that's being used in 5 years time? Really unlikely. And I don't feel like that was an issue, you know, 5 years ago, whereas now it is an issue, you know, things are going to be changing. And so I've called it Future Proof Your Business Foundation. I've made it immersion style. It's 3 hours and we have multiple time slots. So if you're in Oz, you can come to my morning here in Portugal, and that will be like your early afternoon, depending on where you are in Oz or if you're in the UK, wherever, like we have multiple time zones. And the idea is that we build your personal ecosystem. So we're going to cover how you're wired to work, connect, and make money. And we're exploring that through the lens of human design and astrology. So for each of those sort of categories, we're going to explore an element of your design to really support you to build your own foundation, right? So it's like you can leave, it's almost like a little mind map, you know, with your personal ecosystem in the middle and like these little aspects around it that you can take forward to make informed, you know, intentional decisions in your life and business based on your unique wiring as well. So it is a 3-hour experience because I want to do the work together. I want this to be something that you really actually really prioritize, because to be honest, I think this is the most income producing thing that, like, this will be the best 3 hours that you spend on your business like this year, because it is something that is not single use. It's not just like, oh, like low tickets are popular, so let's go do this, you know? Well, like this is really working for people, let's go do this. It's something that you can literally use over the next decade to support you. And I think in an AI-powered world too, I think that our unique contribution is becoming our currency, and not from this very like woo, like people are buying your energy. Like that's not my vibe at all. I don't love that. If you follow me for a while, or you know, I don't like that. But it is, I think, becoming more important. Like your unique contribution is like, and your frequency and your resonance, it like that's Aquarius, right? It's contribution, like how are we contributing to society, to humanity? And so I think it's actually a really, really like the most important thing for you to understand, because it's the only constant, like in a world of change, like you, your design, your wiring, how you're here to contribute. Like it doesn't matter what business model is going on. That's going to be the most important thing. So we've got time slots on October 7th, October 8th, and then October 9th, which is the Thursday, we have a Q&A, and we have morning and afternoon sessions. So no matter where you are in the world, you will be able to attend one of those Q&As. And that's an opportunity to get some like really personalized feedback and advice as well. We can look up your chart. And also if you're attending one of the immersions live, I'm also going to be offering a free mini course as well that you can only get when you attend live. Yes, it's an incentive to attend live. Very open about that being the case, because I want you to be there live. Mm-hmm. Like I know that you're less likely to watch the replay, you know, and I want you to do this work. It's important work. So you'll receive a bonus mini course as well that's in our Circle platform that is really complimentary to the work that we're going to do. And because I'm a line one, there are a few things that I just know I cannot fit in the 3 hours that I've put in the mini course. Classic jazz. So it's going to be really great. Yeah, it's going to be really great. I just think that it's needed now more than ever. So the link will be in the show notes as well to register for Future Proof. And it's free. So why not?
I was just about to say, I cannot believe that not only the guides are free, because the guides are amazing, but this 3-hour immersion, I can't believe you're doing it for free. And if there's anything I've learned from you working with you over the last 3 years, it's like you just give so much value for free. It is wild. And you've really taught me so much about the value of that in my own business. So for those of you listening, I have worked with Jazz for a few years now, and I can tell you that yes, this work is everything. It changes so much, but it is also so valuable. And you're right, it's not obsolete. Like it's not something you're going to learn and it's not going to be applicable in a year, 2-3 years from now. Like what I've learned from you, I'll be able to take with me for the rest of my life in any business that I start and in any season of life that I'm in. So yeah, I just want to say thank you so much, and really just want to take a moment to honor you and the work that you do, because it is incredible. It has absolutely changed everything for me as well. And for those listening, like if you're feeling like you are doing all the right things and something is still missing, I'm telling you, this is where you get to start and really like change the trajectory of your business and how it looks. So thank you, my love. It has been so good to have you on Worthy. Thank you for joining me today and sharing so much of your wisdom.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for those reflections about the work, because I agree. I think that the reason why I do a couple of these events live and make them free each year is because I do actually genuinely think that this work, no matter what industry you're in, like even just in terms of my relationships, my parenting, like there is so much. Like I'm raising a quadrite daughter. And if you don't know what that is, like that's you probably, yeah, that's cool. But like, it is like, they call the quadrites like the aliens, you know, like, and so it's like, it is, it's such a unique, like, I feel like this knowledge is just, it's changed my life and business, but it's just changed just everything about my relationships and what I know to be true about myself and just everything. So yeah, I'd love to see you all there and get to know you. And also, like, don't be a stranger. Like, feel free to, like, message me on Instagram as well. I'm always the one on my Instagram too. Like, I love connecting. I love getting to know the people that are stepping into the community as well. It's always, like, really helpful for, like, the work that I'm doing as well to understand, like, what you're finding challenging, the kinds of, like, energy types that are stepping in, because it helps me, like, tailor the kind of, like, content that I'm giving too. So don't be a stranger. Come say hey.
I will have all of those links in the show notes. So thank you again. And thanks for being my first guest on the potty.
Yay. Thanks for having me. I feel so special.
Epic episode to kick off for the first guest. And just a loving reminder to you all, you do not have to choose between strategy and alignment. You get to have both. Let me be your proof. Let Jazz be your proof. It is absolutely available. All right. I will love you and leave you there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.